The Guardian.
With the Human Embryology and Fertilisation Bill back in the Commons today, The Guardian has polled more than 100 MPs to see how they'll vote on some of the bill's highly controversial issues. Our science correspondent James Randerson has more on what's in the bill and on how difficult it seems to have been for some MPs to decide where they stand on those most sensitive questions.
This bill has been very controversial because it really touches on some fundamental questions like what does it mean to be human, when does life start, what does it mean to be a parent, things like that. And we asked about four things. One thing which actually isn't in the bill itself, but a number of MPs are planning to table amendments, is to do with the age limit for abortion, which currently stands at 24 weeks. And there are a range of options, but a reduction to 20 weeks is pretty much the front runner, and David Cameron is supporting that. It's an amendment by one of his backbenchers. The other issues are over the creation of hybrid human-animal embryos, which has received, you know, yards of column inches over the last few weeks. There's also one aspect of the bill about the provision of IVF treatment for lesbian couples. And then there's a third aspect to do with restricting some of the removing some of the restrictions on creation of saviour siblings to help children who have genetic diseases, trying to provide matched tissue for them. Now, all three of those, Gordon Brown in March announced he was going to allow a free vote for his party.
So some very controversial issues there. What were you hearing from the MPs that you talked to about how they're going to vote?
Well, it's a poll of 109 MPs from a mixture of parties. And broadly, it looks like the government is going to get all three aspects of the bill if the sort of patterns we saw are reflected over the whole body of the MPs. And also on the abortion issue, the majority were in favour of not changing the current 24-week limit. So 57 were against changing the limits, 36 in favour with 14 undecided and 2 abstentions. On hybrid embryos, 63 were in favour of their creation, 26 against, 19 undecided and 1 abstention. On the need for a father phrase in IVF that impacts on lesbian couples, 56 in favour of removing that, 26 against and 26 undecided. And on saviour siblings, 56 were in favour of the wording in the bill, 21 against and 32 undecided.
So it doesn't sound as if the Catholic lobby has been very successful in putting forward its views.
It seems not, and actually quite a few MPs voiced a kind of frustration with the way that they've sort of played their hand, if you like. Particularly, there was a lot of criticism of some of the comments of Cardinal Keith O'Brien, who used his Easter sermon to criticise the bill and use phrases like research of Frankenstein proportions, which frankly some of the MPs found, you know, pretty offensive and not helpful to the debate. But the interesting thing is that actually a lot of MPs are still undecided on this, which is it was interesting, really, because there has been so much debate already. There's been strong lobbying from the Catholic lobby, as you said, and also from scientists. You know, lots of stem cell scientists have been talking to MPs in sort of large groups to try and convince them of their argument. And despite all of this work by people on both sides of the debate, you know, a lot of MPs are still undecided.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.